until she's the artist, until she doesn't want to email it back to me and she decides she's got a song. Same with William. I didn't sit in the room with him for I Just Want You More. I don't even know Will Regan or whatever his name is. I don't know him. I've written a song with him. We emailed it back and forth. It's awesome. Technology makes it so awesome. Okay, another thing I want to tell you guys to do is, you know, study good songs. Get the song that you're like, that is good. And we've all got them. We all know songs that are amazing. What made me better as a songwriter is that I would, I started to look at songs and break them apart. I'd go, okay, so how many seconds did it take them to get to the chorus? Did that feel like it lagged if you double the first verse? Yeah, that's okay. So, you know, and I studied, I would write down times and see, well, you know, wow, that didn't even need that section. And I studied what worked so that when I got in the room, I knew that if we were doing something outside of the realm of what worked, that it might not work corporately, or it might not be the strongest song. I mean, study your craft. Get into it. Dig into it. What made this song great, you know? So there are several different, I'll tell you, for radio, anybody want to write songs for the radio? Yes. Come on, dream that big. We've got to define this nature, this culture and this nation. We've got to define this culture, and songs are the ones that do it. I mean, people aren't listening to you know, they're not listening to Obama. They're listening to Katy Perry. That's who they're listening to. I mean, she's defining a generation right now. That's why we've got to write songs that define that generation. Okay, so if you want to be on the radio, your song needs to be between 3.5 minutes and 4 minutes long. Can't really go over. It used to. It's funny. I was listening to like hits of the 90s the other day, and I'm like, holy shnikes, this is like 6 minutes long, you know? And it took, they had this like crazy long 45-second intro, and it just gets to the verse after that. Well, those rules have changed. It doesn't exist anymore. They want it nice, sweet, compact, and wrapped in a little bow, and you need to be under 4 minutes. There are very few songs that go over 4 minutes anymore. So, okay, but in worship, there really are no rules. So, you know, you'll download a song and they'll cut things back. Like, I remember when William cut, you know, I heard Hope's Anthem for the first time on the live recording. They cut things out because it made it a little too long because the album was too long. But, you know, it's like, it really is no rules. Like, you can have 6-7 minute songs because in worship, it's more really about the experience than it is about making sure it makes it to radio, you know. So, and there are songs that you can put on your record that you can have a radio edit that you need to edit it down to 4 minutes long. So, okay. So the intro of your song, make sure that it has a hook. And this might not be your specialty like it is mine. Like when I write an intro, I don't necessarily hear what the guitar is going to do, or, you know, it might be a hooky, kind of like a Bono thing where he's like, oh, you know, he does O's, or there are people who and whatever is intros, and make it as many hooks as possible. But the intro, usually, a lot of times, just make sure it's short. Make sure it's just one circle around the chord structure. Don't go on super long. Make sure it's just, you know, kind of, here's the goal. Get them to the chorus. That's the goal. Get them to the chorus. That's what they want. That's what they remember. And so get them there. So make sure that you're cutting out the lead time of getting them there.